NFL Playbook with ESPN's Adam Schefter.
All right, a man who's very much still at work is Adam Schefter, the senior NFL insider for ESPN. He jumps on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Schefty, good to have you. How you been?
Hello there, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. Hopefully everybody in your world and your family is feeling okay, and we continue to head that direction. Everybody good?
Yeah, I hope everybody's out there. How about you guys? You guys ready? All right?
Yeah, we're trying to be a community leader here in Central Ohio and try to social distance. And, you know, Bob and I are obviously separated here to do the radio show still. And, you know, yep. We're trying to limit our numbers, certainly under the same roof. So hopefully things will be the same for your world. And we continue to have a slight distraction here with the sports world. So the headline certainly is Tom Brady. And hopefully you're not too sick of talking about it yet. You'll do it one more time with us. Let me ask you the basic question. Do you think Bob Kraft wanted to save the situation? Even if he did, could he have?
Well, I think he would have liked to, but I think he's smart enough to read the situation and recognize that Tom's just moving on. Like, what is Robert Kraft at the top? We really want you. Don't go. Like, it's almost like in a long-time marriage, 20 years in, where one partner knows the other one is just moving on. Like, you don't want it to end, but he knows it's coming. And so he's not dumb. He's read the tea leaves like many of us have for the last year. And there's a reason that people – look, you know, we've been talking about it. I said Tom was the one that set up this contract to void. Tom was the one that set it up for him to be a free agent. Tom was the one – where basically they didn't have any contract talks. They never got close to an agreement. As it was getting closer and closer for agents, why are there no talks going on? Why is that? You see teams trying to re-sign their players they want to keep both time. But it wasn't happening with him. Because Tom wanted to go on. He just felt like it was time for everybody to go their own ways. And I think some people had a hard time believing, accepting that, because they just couldn't picture a guy who's been so great in one spot for so long, moving on. But that's what was going on.
And so, you know, Adam, you mentioned that, you know, time to go their separate ways. So Tom's way apparently is going down to Tampa. What is the way that you see New England going at quarterback? They have Jared Stidham there. I mean, there's a couple of veteran players still available. I can't imagine Bill drafting a rookie and starting him. You know, where do you kind of see this thing going? I mean, people have kind of thrown Andy Dalton's name out there. I mean, do you think that's a viable possibility?
You know, listen, I would never say never. We'll see if they decide to go the Dalton direction. I think people think that that's a possibility. And it may be. I haven't heard that it is at this time. Now, that's subject to change. And Tom is not even officially a Buccaneer yet, right? So we'll see if that heats up on Andy Dalton later today, later this week, later in the month, whatever it may be. But I haven't heard that. What I would expect New England to do, Bobby, is I honestly think they're kind of going to remake their roster here. And you've got a team now that loses Tom, that had some holes, that if you look around the league, some teams, they get a young quarterback in there. They get the advantages of working with a quarterback on a rookie contract where they're not having to spend $30, $35 million a year on a quarterback. So if you lose that guy in New England, Tom was going to make $25 million or so. That's a lot of cap space that you all of a sudden have to spend on building a defense for Bill to coach, or to build up that offensive line, or funnel into the special teams. And so it's a situation, I think, where I think they'll draft another quarterback to go along with Jared Stidham. And I think there'll be a veteran quarterback out there that's left without a home, because there are so many veteran quarterbacks out there. And between the veteran quarterback that they bring in on the cheap and a couple of young quarterbacks, you hope that somebody rises up and seizes that job. And if not, at the position.
Adam Schefter with us from ESPN on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right. Was anybody else in play here? I mean, was it Tampa all the way? Could the Chargers have lured him out there, or was this everyone else was just kind of taking their run at him, but it was always going to be Tampa if he was going to leave New England?
I think that there were, excuse me, I'm very sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I would say the Chargers weren't there. I think that Tom had some interest. I think there were things about that organization that were appealing. But ultimately, I think Tampa just had more appeal to him than the Chargers did. The Chargers are out west. He's going to be with his family back east. The Chargers have not been known as an organization that spends a lot of money. Tampa has spent more. I just think that the Chargers have some weapons. Tampa had more. Yeah, there were conversations that went on between Tom Brady's camp and the Chargers, but it never got to the point where it was serious. And yesterday afternoon, Brady's camp called the Chargers to let them know that we're leaning another way. That was the exact phrase that was used. And when camps say we're leaning another way, usually that means you're out. Usually.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, obviously when to give them that courtesy, but there's still, you know, a lot of potential movement. You know, Cam Newton with the Chargers, with the Panthers, rather, with them signing Teddy Bridgewater. Where would you see a potential landing spot? Have you heard any news about where he could be traded to? Do you think this is a situation where he was ultimately released and then signs? You know, how do you kind of see that playing out with Cam?
Well, Bobby, the way I would see that is this, that he's down for $19.1 million this year. And the hard part is he's coming off an injury. And in this day and age that we're living in, teams are not going to be able to get their hands on Cam Newton and give him a physical and a checkup and see how he's recovering medically. So who logically is going to trade for Cam Newton, despite the fact that he's a former MVP, despite how great he's been at times when they don't know whether or not he's healthy? So to me, I see this going away where, yeah, it's nice to bring up a trade, and maybe somebody will want him. I mean, not they're going to be forced to have to release him, and then he'll be looking for a home. So we'll see how that works out.
I think you're heading down the right direction, and I think Carolina, you know, put their cards on the table, and they said, you know, publicly, we're going to let him go for a trade. We're going to bring in Teddy. Like, if I was another team and he's got, what, 1 year left, and like you said, we're not sure he's healthy, I just don't know why I would give up anything to sign him if I know he's already on his way out of there, unless I feel like there's going to be some sort of a, you know, more than, you know, several teams wanting him. I agree with you. I think it's headed down that road. Because I don't know why I would give up anything to sign him if he's already, I know he's on his way out. They already told me that.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that, right? Like, so to me, that's the way it's going to go.
Let me ask you quickly about why you think, is it just that Stephon Diggs was just a malcontent or wanted to be? I'm just curious. The Vikings had very good control of him with the contract, and I know Rick Spielman did a good job. He got a number one, which is what I hoped he could get for him. When you look at what happened with the Hopkins thing, you know, you think that Rick Spielman did a great job. But do you know anything about why Diggs was just so unhappy in Minnesota? Was it simply because he wanted to be, you know, catch 100 balls every year? What do you think it was?
Well, I think it's a combination of all these things. Like a lot of the guys, right, they want new contracts usually, and I'm sure Diggs is going to want a new contract. He felt like he was underpaid compared to others. I think he wanted the ball more. I think that just may be his disposition. You know, I've actually spent some time with him in the past. I actually really liked him. I thought he was a good guy. And when you speak to the people in the Vikings, they say he's a really hard worker. So, again, there are just some outbursts that you'd prefer not to have. But maybe the fact that he'll be getting the ball more in Buffalo and getting paid in Buffalo, I would think, maybe that will make him happier. And maybe there won't be some of those situations. And maybe that will enable him to thrive with Josh Allen.
You know, Adam, there was some thoughts there that the Bears could potentially be in the market for Teddy Bridgewater. Ultimately, that didn't happen. You know, they got the rookie, or their Mitch Trubisky still on his rookie deal, second overall pick. Do you see them making a move and bringing in a veteran piece, not just as a backup, but as somebody potentially compete with Mitch Trubisky this season?
Yeah, I do. I still think we have not heard from the Bears on the quarterback front, as you pointed out, and I believe we will, Bobby. I don't know when that will be. I don't know if that's today or later this week or next week, but I believe at some point the Bears will make a move at quarterback. They'll bring in somebody. And I guess let's see who it is, whether it's Nick Foles or Andy Dalton or Cam Newton or whoever they decide to go with, right? But one of these guys is going to find his way to Chicago. And I don't know what they say about that, whether, hey, we're going to have this job open or this is our starter and we'll have a back up. I think some of it will depend on who they get. And it'll be interesting to see how they approach it. But I'd be surprised if the Bears don't bring in another quarterback here at some point in the future. Probably near future, but I don't know how to define near future.
All right. Very good stuff, Adam. Thanks for making time for us, pal. And be well, you and your family. And we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Stay safe. Hope everybody listening stay safe. And tough time. And everybody should listen to our authorities and follow the social distancing if they can.
No doubt. Thanks, Adam. Talk to you soon. That's Adam Schefter, senior NFL insider on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.